It's a Monday. Welcome to The Conversation. I'm Beth Ann Kozlovich. Families have welcomed the recent opinion by the Supreme Court, letting stand most of Circuit Judge Watson's order augmenting bona fide familial ties. For winners of the green card or diversity visa lottery, though, proving a bona fide relationship could be more difficult. Following our last segment with Hawaii Attorney General Doug Chin, our Twitter feeds, both the show's and mine, became chock full of tweets asking for clarity about the bona fide credentials of those would-be green card holders. We called immigration attorney Claire Hannes, now practicing in her own firm, to walk us through the answers to the queries we got on social media. And Claire Hannes, welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
There are a lot of people who don't really understand what this golden ticket of the green card lottery really means. So let's talk a little bit about how the lottery actually allows people to come into the United States and how many actually are allowed to enter our borders.
Right. Well, the green card lottery, or it's also called the diversity visa, is really unique to the United States. It was created by Congress in 1990, and the first lottery winners started coming to the United States in 1996. Now, generally, when we think of green cards or permanent resident status, people get green cards through two primary ways. One is through a family-based petition that a family member files for them, or through employment. There's a third way, though, of getting a green card in the United States, and that's through this diversity visa lottery. There are 50,000 people per year allocated by Congress who can enter the United States through this lottery system.
How come this hasn't really been part of the overall conversation that we've been having now for many, many months about the travel ban?
I think it's probably because it's a relatively small group of people who even win the lottery every year. There are 14 to 19 million people every year who apply. And natives of most countries are eligible for apply, but there are 18 countries that are not. And those are countries that have had more than 50,000 of their natives immigrate within the last 5 years. So countries such as China, Mexico, India, the Philippines, natives of those countries are not eligible for the diversity visa. And that's because the purpose of the visa initially was to try to bring in more immigrants from places that aren't so well represented in the United States. So it makes sense why these groups would be excluded.
There go the name diversity visa.
Exactly, exactly. And it's a somewhat controversial program. Trump has talked about wanting to nix it. So, we'll have to see if the diversity visa program is even existent in the next few years. But for now, not everyone who has been selected in the process is affected by the travel ban. Remember, we're really talking about natives of these six countries: Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Syria, and Yemen. But for these people, the travel ban, the 90-day travel ban, has been particularly devastating if they were the lucky few who won the lottery.
And you're really talking about very, very few, because if you say that there are over 14 million people who apply for 50,000 spots, of which, I don't know how many are coming from those six countries, but you're still talking about a few people who really are those lucky winners and now are finding out that maybe that they're not so lucky after all.
Right. So if you're eligible to enter the lottery and then get selected, you're part of about, if you're selected, you have a 0.2-0.3% chance of getting selected. But back in 2015, there are figures that 10,000 people from these six countries, approximately 10,000, were selected to apply for visas. Now, of those 10,000 people, 4,000 of them qualified for visas. Again, getting selected for the lottery is just the first step. The second step is you have to go through the visa application process.
And that seems to be where there's a lot of confusion, because someone who says, okay, I've been selected to continue this process because I won the lottery, is also asking the question, isn't that a bona fide relationship with the U.S. if, in fact, you've selected me to continue that process?
Right. And the State Department actually issued guidance on July 14th that answers that question. And the wording is, diversity visa applicants will still need a credible claim of bona fide close familial relationship or an employment relationship. most green card lottery winners do not have that. They have gone the lottery route because they have no other way, no possibility ever of immigrating to the United States.
Which again seems to thwart the whole issue of that green card lottery if in fact they're told that's not a bona fide relationship.
Correct. Correct. And it has caused severe hardship, especially for people from Yemen who are not able to consular process to get visas in their own countries because the United States doesn't have diplomatic posts there. So
where have they been going?
Well, most of them have been going to Malaysia, and they've been waiting for over 6 months in Malaysia for their visa interviews, and the visa interviews aren't being scheduled. It's very cruel. These people have given up jobs, sold everything, oftentimes gone into significant debt to get to the United States, and especially if you have to live in a country for 6 months where you can't even work, only to find that you may never get that visa. And then you would have to, I suppose, if they're not able to, you know, go back to their country and try again. But again, the odds of being selected are very, very low.
At this point, with the travel ban set to expire end of September, there are a few days in there that someone might, you know, heavy emphasis on the word might, be able to get into a consulate to have an appointment. But it seems to be that's a very slim chance.
It is a very slim chance. And people have been notified who are waiting that they might not ever get their visas. So the way the system works is you have a period between October and November to apply. And then people who are selected get selected after May. And then there's a period of time for you to where you have to have your visa or that window closes. And so that 3-day period that they will have between the travel ban expiring and their ability to get their visas, the reality is that a lot of them will not be able to. And that's a real tragedy for those people.
So at this point, you're really saying to them, the chances of this coming to fruition for you, despite the fact of having won the golden ticket, is really pretty slim.
Right. And this is, and it's something important that, again, the diversity lottery doesn't get a whole lot of attention, but it's something important for people to understand the widespread ramifications of the travel ban, that it affects some, you know, real people in real ways, and this is one group that hasn't gotten a lot of attention, but really should.
Thanks very much for helping to shed a little light on it today.
Pleasure.
Claire Hannis is an attorney with almost 20 years' experience in practicing immigration law in Honolulu. She's the former Hawaii chapter chair of the American Immigration Lawyers Association and an active member of the Hawaii Coalition for Civil Rights. She's now the owner of Aloha Immigration, a law office providing a wide range of immigration legal services.